under the 11th of January, Olive Schwartz, Rosh Chodesh Schwartz, Rabbi Moshe Bitzal Grossness, the 49th gates of Tzuma.
This week we have we're deep into the Makkos and the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is very famous. Everyone is brought up with this very famous Dvar Torah, which is probably far too deep to fathom at the age that we're told. We're all told that Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim were in the 49th level of Tumah. And had they stayed another second, had Yetzias Mitzrayim not been at that point of time, had it delayed another second, then it had fallen into the 50th level of Tumah, and then there's no turning back, they have to stay in bondage forever. So, you know, we hear this when we're young, and we take it as a given, and for many years I took it as a given, and then suddenly I woke up one day, what does that mean? What's 49 levels of Tumah? What does it mean they can never, you know, Hashem promised Klal Yisrael they're going to go out of Mitzrayim. How do you think they'll never go out if they fall into the 50th Shah of Tumah? Now, how do we know B'chlal we're in the 49th level of Tumah? So the Zoya Chodosh, Parshas Yisrael, says it. These are his words. Adahavu Shoron Tchois Arboin V'teisha Cheli D'Mesa Abusa. They were in 49th level of filth and Tumah. So it's a Zoya. Now, the Beis Halevi is the first, I suppose, the most simple address to look at to understand this deep concept. The Beis Halevi in Parshas Bo, in the Dibra Maschil V'hinei Ba'agodah Shel Pesach, he writes over there, that in Agodah of Pesach we say, V'ilu lo hoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zaviseinu in Mitzrayim, if Hashem wouldn't have taken our forefathers out of Egypt, הרי אנחנו ובנינו ובני בנינו משובדים היינו לפרעה במצרים. Not only they would have remained slaves, all the generations would remain slaves to Paroi Mitzrayim. It doesn't mean necessarily, obviously, to Paroi, but it means to his ideologies, etc. We would never be Am Yisrael. And he says that the explanation is, we find that Avraham and Yitzhak had children physically, yet they are not considered their children. Like Esav and Ishmael. What, how do you understand such a thing? They are the children or they aren't the children. The explanation is that the Obbas lit a fire of Avodas Hashem, a fire of Dveikus Hashem, etc. They were flag bearers of the Jewish ideology. And Esav and Ishmael never had that fire lit in them. It never went into them. It was never ignited into them. And therefore, they're not considered the children. They don't resemble, they don't pass over, they don't even have what their fathers are. They're not that being. They don't have that being within them. And therefore they're not considered children. Klal Yisrael weren't yet a nation in Egypt, in Mitzrayim. Until the Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, they weren't yet stamped as the flag bearers carrying the ideology of the Ovis. And all dependent if they'll be able to leave Mitzrayim before they sink completely, then they would maybe be able to be the flag bearers of the Ovis. So this was the danger. They were in Mitzrayim, and it was sinking. And they were Goy Bekerev Goy, they were a nation amongst the nation. They already had 49 levels of Tumah in them. Basically, their flame was wavering. It was flickering out. It was in a dangerous situation that no longer would the flame of the Ovis be in them. And if it won't be in them, if we would have gone to the 50th level, then they'd be like all nations, and although physically they're the children of the Ovis, but just like Esav and Ishmael are not considered children, although physically they're children, they also would not be considered children, because they weren't yet established as a nation, and the fire was no longer alight. Once they're established, they're established. This is before they're established. And the fire would no longer be alight. It would be the end of Klal Yisrael. That was the danger, and that's why it says in the Psukim, Hashem rushed them out of Mitzrayim. Hashem rushed them out so that they stay the nation and Klal Yisrael is standing to this day. Now before we carry on to understand what does this mean Yeah, don't forget, sorry, the Beis Halevi finishes off that these are the this is the simple explanation of something that has actually got a lot of depth. Just the simple explanation. He brings that these are actually, the whole Dvar Torah comes from the Arizal, and this is the simple explanation in the Arizal. Now, before we carry on, we said that there's 50 levels of Tumah, and Hashem took out Klal Yisrael before they landed in the 50th level. The danger was that they'd enter the 50th level of Tumah. So we're taking it as a simple fact that there is 50 levels to Tumah. However, this is a big machlokas. There is 50 levels to Kedusha. That we know. Hamishim Shari Bino. However, to Tumah, it's a machlokas. The Vilna Gaon in Mishle, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Dalet, brings a Pasuk. Kol Po'al Hashem L'maneihu V'gam Rosho L'yoyim Ro. And the Vilna Gaon tells us over there that actually there's 50 levels to Kedusha, to Bina, but there's only 49 levels to Tumah. There is no 50th level of Tumah. And he says that in the world that we are in, all 49 levels of Tumah will eventually come about into this world. And when the 49th level of Tumah comes in its fullest, then the 50th level of Kedusha will come against it, Mashiach will come, and then all Tumah will cease to exist. All Tumah will cease to exist. And there is no 50th level of Tumah. When Tumah gets to the epitome of the 49th, then the 50th level of Kedusha comes against it, and all Tumah ceases to exist. And he types it in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kol, Paul Hashem. Kol is Gematria 50. That's Hashem's side. Paul Hashem. Everything's Hashem, but that's clear, the side of Hashem. V'gam, Rosh Eliyon Ra, V'gam is Gematria 49. That 49th level will be Liyon Ra, when the Kol of Hashem, when the Kol Paul Hashem, when the Hashem's level of 50 comes about, then the V'gam, the 49 levels of Tumah, is Liyon Ra, they disappear, they get destroyed when Mashiach comes. Like we say in the Rosh Hashanah davening, that there will be Tichle, Ka'oshon. Okay, so the Leshem Shvoi V'Achloma in Drush Olam HaToyu, Chelik Beis, Drush Hei, Anaf Beis, Simon Hei, says as follows. He is Rabbi Yashu's grandfather. He's probably the last Sefer Kabbalah that came about, unless there are some Heintigas, I suppose, but the last of the old Kabbalim. So he writes like this. He says, I believe that the truth is the Vilna Gaon, that there's only 49 levels of Tumah, not 50. He says, Hagam she'eini kedai la'achriya, though I'm not worthy to tip the balance in the scales and decide who's right, I think the Vilna Gaon's right. He explains. We find in Chazal there's such a thing called Mem Tes Ponim Toya and Mem Tes Ponim Tome. There's 49 sides to Tahara, to Kedusha, 49 sides to Tumah. He explains. The 50th, Hamishim Sha'abina means HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvoy Deva Atzma. It means the Gilui, it means Mashiach. Like the Rambam John says, when the 50th level of Kedusha comes, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala himself. So Hashem makes a world of Bechira that we always have Zeh Lu'ma Zeh, Kedusha, Tumah. But when it comes to the Gilui of Hashem himself, there's nothing. There can't be a Zeh Lu'ma Zeh. Zeh Lu'ma Zeh is all when things are unclear, when there's Bechira. But when Hashem is Megala himself, then the truth is there. Nothing can stand up against the truth. So there isn't Zeh Lu'ma Zeh when the truth comes out. There isn't a Tomei side. Everything at the end of the day is Hashem. So when the truth comes out, when Mashiach comes, and the 50th level of Kedusha comes, i.e. Hashem is Megala himself, everything falls into oblivion. And therefore there can't be a 50th level of Tumah. The 50th level is HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing himself. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows himself, there's no opposite side. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So till 49 levels, whatever that means, obviously we don't really know what it means, yeah? I'm not claiming that I know what it means. But there's, as we see in our world, there's Hester, right? Things are covered. You could see Hashem if you want. And if you want to be a Kofa, you can. But when Mashiach comes, you can't be a Kofa. Hashem shows himself, and then everything falls away. So that's the 50th level of Kedusha, and that's why the Gaon holds. Against the top level of Kedusha, there can't be a Zeh Lu'ma Zeh, and there is no 50th level of Tumah. So now, we have to try and understand how to fit the famous Vort in, because we just said, they rushed out of Mitzrayim. Why? Because they were in the 49th level, and that's a fact. The Zohar says they were in the 49th level of Tumah. Had they stayed another second, they'd have fallen into the 50th level of Tumah. What do you mean? There is no 50th level of Tumah, according to the Vilna Gaon. So the Leshem explains, true, there is no 50th level of Tumah. The danger was, it's true they were already in the 49th level, but they had to rush out of Mitzrayim. Had they stayed another second, they'd have fallen to the very bottom of the 49th level of Tumah. And there, the same vote, there would be no way out. So it's the same thing, just maths. Is it the 50th level or the bottom rung of the 49th level? And it's clear in the Mefarshim that there are rungs in every level of Tumah, and therefore the danger was they were one rung away from the bottom level of the 49th level of Tumah, and Hashem rushed them out of Mitzrayim, so they shouldn't get lost in Mitzrayim. Now, the Leshem asks the world's kasha. This is a Welt's kasha. Bishlema, this on this whole vault, right? Let's call it 50 levels of Tumah. Leave the gone at the side. There's 50 levels of Tumah. They were in the 49th level. If they stayed another second in Mitzrayim, they'd have fallen to the 50th level. Their Judaism would have been snuffed out, like the Beis HaLevi. There's no return. Fine. He asks, Bishlema, if we were talking about before the Makkas, the Makkas took a year. So Litzis Mitzrayim was a whole year. If we're talking before the Makkas, so Klal Yisrael were oppressed. They were a goy b'kerev goy. They were taka downtrodden, and the ideologies of the Egyptians was pressed upon them. They were under them, etc. Fine, so it could be they were in the 49th level of Tumah. The Zohar says they were, and had they stayed a second longer, that would be it. But once Hashem starts to show kindness to Klal Yisrael, clear kindness, and He punishes their oppressors, a whole year they seek Hashem looking after them and punishing the Mitzrayim and not making sure the Makkas don't go on the Eden. They see Hashem's hand. Surely, over that whole year, surely their spiritual levels rose. And surely they were at great heights by then, not in the 49th level of Tumah anymore. And therefore he can accept that maybe the beginning of the Makkas had to be rushed. But not why they had to leave Mitzrayim in a rush cannot be because we're about to fall into the lowest rung of Tumah. Because Fakir, they were going up and up and up every day being there, watching all these nisses. There's no way that they were anymore at the bottom rung. And actually, the Leshem learns like this. I don't know if we have time for it, but in short, the Leshem learns mamash the opposite. He learns that over that year they became so lofty and elevated that they actually reached 49 levels of Kedusha. The Zohar says they reached it, the question is when. He says already then, because every day they were seeing Nisim on their side. They reached 49 levels of Kedusha, and they actually rushed out of Mitzrayim, because the Gilui Shechina was so strong, had it stayed for another second, Mitzrayim would have crushed and crumbled. What does that mean? All Galuyas, there's four Galuyas. Why is Mitzrayim counted as one of the Galuyas? Because the root of all the Galuyas is Mitzrayim. Erevas Haaretz. Mitzrayim is the root of all Tumah. And had Mitzrayim disappeared completely, had their Tumah been crushed completely, Mashiach would have come. Because if the root of Tumah is destroyed, there's no Tumah left in the world. Hashem couldn't bring Mashiach here because we hadn't earned it. The whole point of our world is that we shouldn't have Nahama de Kisufa, free bread, free Olam Haba, we have to earn it. They didn't earn it, they were actually in Tumah. Hashem helped them to get out of the Tumah. So the Gilui Shechina couldn't be anymore. And that's why they had to rush out of the Mamash, the opposite shot.
You said
the 49th
and Mashiach coming, is it 50th?
The 50th was coming.
If they come to 50th, so if they came in Mitzrayim to 49th level, then it should be the Gula.
No, if they come to the 50th, then the Gula could be.
But this is not 50th.
50th of Kedusha.
You said the other way.
The Tumah, that was talking about Tumah.
How does it work? Are the 49 Sharit Tumah, and then you go to zero, and then you go up another 49? Is it 98 Madrigas? Seriously?
No, I don't think so. We'll
is
see
it like negative and positive?
No, I don't think so. We'll see. I don't think so. I think Fakir, we're going to see it goes in the words of Tandem. Sorry? We're going to see in the Hemshot. You'll see our
Rechana. First day of Tumah, they're really up in the Kedusha, really?
Again?
If they're on the first level of Tumah, at least where are they?
So they only get one level of Kedusha against it. If they become Kodesh, they only get Kafir, how much you're in.
So where's the 50th?
Oh, we'll see. It's because we will be in 49 levels of Tumah, as I'm sure you can see nowadays, all sorts of different machines. Right. And therefore, we'll have to get to the 50th of Kedusha. Okay, so I found, after many years of hearing and seeing this kasha, I once heard this kasha from Moshe Shapiro, I checked out the Leshem, and it's a beautiful sticker. Most of the Leshem Shor Vachlom you cannot read, it's just like a different language, Kabbalistic languages, but this siman is very, very clear. So the Aruch Hayim HaKadosh actually seems to ask this question, that if they were in Mitzrayim the last year getting Nisim, etc., then surely they weren't in the 49th level of Tumah anymore, and what was the rush? And don't forget, we're leaving the goal now. There's 50 levels of Tumah against 50 levels of Kedusha. Now, the Aruch Hayim says like this.
Where? What did
he say? Sorry, the Aruch Hayim in Parsha Shemois. Pasuk Zayin. So the Pasuk says, V'yoy Mashem, V'yoy Ro'isiyas Oni Ami. I saw the affliction of my nation, Asher Mitzrayim, the Ami Mitzrayim. So he asked, what the two Ro'iyas? He saw, it says twice. Asher b'Mitzrayim, that they're in Egypt. Obviously they're in Egypt. The affliction that they have in Egypt. Obviously they're in Egypt. We all know that. That's his two questions. So he says, first of all, Hashem sees their pain. And second of all, he sees the pain of his nation. What do you mean the pain of his nation? The nation of Klal Yisrael want to cling to Hashem. Like we said, the obvious, that's the whole Klal Yisrael, is the fire of connection to Hashem. And the affliction of the nation, the second sight that Hashem saw in Klal Yisrael, was they were afflicted, they couldn't, their flame couldn't shine and connect to Hashem. Why? Because they were memtet sha'orim akumah. And had they stayed another second, they would have fallen to sha'anun and they'd be afflicted forever. And therefore he sees the affliction of his nation and he takes them out. Ask the Aruch Hayim, these are his words. Hagam shugvapot lo avoida mehem bo yusore tzoyan. What do you mean? They've already not been working for a while during the Makkos. And they were living freely already. And therefore, surely, they weren't so low. Answer the Aruch Hayim in four words. Hamokoyim hugoyrim ha'inu. The place is what causes this affliction and disconnection from Hashem. Which seems to say they can see the greatest nisim in the world. But if you're in the source of Tumah, if you're swamped by Tumah, because you're in the place where Tumah flows out, when it's in the gutter, right, then it doesn't help. Right? I'm just thinking now, it brings to mind, you can't learn in a Beis HaKisei, right? There's a famous story, Reb David Pavarsky, I think it was, there was a pogrom somewhere where he was once, so his friends quickly pulled him and they ran to a toilet, Beis HaKisei, to hide. He said he doesn't want to be there, because if he needs to die, Kitch Hashem, he wants to be able to say Shema. You see, even in the holiest moments, Lamaisa Beis HaKisei is a Beis HaKisei. I just came to mind. Right? So same thing. Mitzrayim is the source of Tumah. So it doesn't help. You can be on the highest Madregas if there's 50 levels of Tumah being pushed towards you because of the place, then the people will still fall. Which shows us slightly the danger of the our generation. The Aruch Hayim says that this generation has 50 levels of Tumah, and you can be very high, but if we're being swamped with lots of Tumah, it can pull us down, however high we are. So, that's the answer, that causes our time. Now, I want to go into stage two. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the next stage was that when they came out of Mitzrayim, either you learn like the Leshem already during the year of the Makkos, or like others, the Shloah and the Aruch Hayim, that it took the 49 days of the Sfira, but basically they were given 49 levels of Kedusha as opposed to the 49 levels of Tumah that they were in. That's what the Zohar says. They were elevated 49 levels of Kedusha, but not to the 50th, because that would be Mashiach. So he explains, the Aruch Hayim explains, why did Hashem leave Klal Yisrael to the very bottom of the pit and only then redeem them? Till they were about to disappear into oblivion, then he redeems them. So Aruch Hayim explains that there was an akuda of a toiva here. Because you can only be masig kedusha l'umas the tumah that you're in. Right? Meaning, it doesn't mean you have to fall necessarily into tumah, but according to the tumah, it's always zeh l'umas zeh. The more, exposed to tumah, the more possibility to kedusha, because pshat is, the Tumah is a covering not to allow you to see Hashem. But really, if you unveil that Tumah, it's covering over a Kedusha. So the more tumah there is, it means there's more tumah needed because there's more kedusha to expose. Right? We're in a world of bechira, can't see the kedusha. So every level of kedusha has to be covered. So the greater the kedusha, the bigger the covering. So they had to go into 49 levels of tumah, whether it means literally to sink into 49 levels of tumah, or to be in a place of 49 levels of tumah, is up to you to learn the svarim exactly how they explain it. But either way, they went into 49 levels of tumah, was a present, so that they could get connected it 49 levels of kedusha. And that's the tachlis of godless. Godless is always to take out of the place you are the kedusha that there is. And therefore, they left Mitzrayim. It was a matara from Hashem at that point. They didn't yet have Torah, but with 49 levels of Kedusha, connected the 49 levels of Tumah that they fell in. Had they only fallen into one level of Tumah, they'd only be given one level of Kedusha. Now, Baruch Han says, the reason why they couldn't be given the 50th level of, go into the 50th level of Tumah, and then Hashem should shine on them the light, and bring Kedusha to them, and give them the 50th level of Kedusha against that, is because they weren't B'nai Torah. They didn't have Torah. Without Torah, you cannot fight the 50th level of Tumah. And he says, our generation is the generation that fights the 50th level of Tumah and will succeed because we have Torah. With Torah, you can succeed, and that's the battle before Mashiach, to be able to manage in the 50th level of Tumah and Adarab remain elevated and Kaddish through the Torah, not falling into that 50th level. Okay, this is all very deep. I'm not... the Shlach HaKadosh, says something very interesting. We know the halacha in Kriya Shema, you should read it. When you say Kriya Shema, you have to read it like a new letter every day from the king. It's halacha. Sinor Chaim, Simon Samach Aleph, Sif Aleph, Mishabur Sifkot Dal. You have to read it like the king gave you a letter, with excitement, it's fresh. So he explains one of the places in Kriya Shema where one should understand that's a new letter is it is Mitzrayim. So if we wouldn't have come out of Mitzrayim, we'd have fallen into the Nun Shari Tumah, we'd never be a nation that could serve Hashem. Every day, our ability to serve Hashem is because we didn't fall into that Nun Shari Tumah. And therefore, every day, we have to be Mazkei Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because our everyday life is only because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why every day should be like a new letter, because actually every day, our right to serve Hashem is because we didn't sink into oblivion in Mitzrayim. Now, finally, I want to share a beautiful nukuda. We've actually spoken about this point once here before, but now there's an extra knetch. We all know that the Chazal tell us that the Shadim, the Shin Dalet, were created Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemoshes. That before Hashem could finish them and make their bodies, the Mazikin, Kiddush Elov HaShabbos, Shabbos came, and that was it, and it wasn't finished. And the question is, the Medrash asks, the Chaim asks, what's going on? Hashem knows his times, and Hashem can build a world in a second. Couldn't he work out to make the Mazikim, you know, created before Shabbos lands? So the simple explanation in the Medrash and the Chaim is to teach us a lesson that if we're middle of a business deal and Shabbos comes, drop it. Just like Hashem was in the middle of creating something and he left it damaged forever. He didn't finish their bodies because Shabbos came. That's the simple explanation. However, the Shlach HaKadosh in the Hasida, Shar Shamayim, and Kabbalah Shabbos, it brings from the Ramak that the secret in Tosefes Shabbos is the following. Why do we have to add Michoil HaKodesh? So he says, and it's brought to another Svarim, that every being, at the time that was created, is its strongest time. Through all the generations. So, for instance, the Netziv brings that fire on Motzei Shabbos is hotter than any other time. I don't know if you can prove that scientifically, but he says fire is hottest on Motzei Shabbos because it created Motzei Shabbos. So at its pit stop, it's its strongest. Says the Shlach HaKadosh that the Mazikin, when is the most dangerous time and the most harmful time that the Mazikim could cause damage? Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemoshes, this is their time. This is their time. This was when they were created. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah is not to give them that time. To be Moisif mi Kodesh ala Choyl. Therefore that time of Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemoshes doesn't exist as a Choyl It's not Be'nash Moshes, it's Kedusha. It's actually making the Choyal, the very element of Choyal, the very essence of Choyal, when the Mazikim would be strong, Kodesh, and don't give the Choyal their opportunity. That's what the Shulchan says. That's the secret of the Sefer Shabbos. Says the Sfasenes in Shabbos HaGadol Tofresh Nunvav that Chag HaPesach is called Shabbos. Mimochras HaShabbos. Why is it called Shabbos? Because it's twinned with Shabbos in this Nekuda. Twinned with Shabbos. Why is it twinned with Shabbos? Because Pesach, Ve'etzim Yetzias Mitzrayim, was meant to be after 400 years, whatever it wasn't meant to be, and yet Hashem rushed the Geula, so that Klal Yisrael wouldn't fall into the 50th level of Tumah and be hurt forever, harmed forever. The same is with Shabbos. Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Shabbos early. Let's go back to Akasha. Didn't Hashem know that Shabbos is going to come? Why did he not make the Mazikim full? The answer is, Hashem knew, and specially brought Shabbos early, meaning made it in a way they wouldn't be able to finish it, so that they won't be so harmful. So Klal Yisrael won't have a kiyum. So the Mazikim won't be able to harm so much. So Shabbos and Pesach are twinned. Shabbos basically and Klal Yisrael, because when Klal Yisrael it says like this, he brings... Like Klal Yisrael it says, Kechoil Hayom. Just like the sand is a border for the sea so that the waves can't continue on, so too, B'nai Yisrael always stand up when they're about to be swallowed, Hashem makes sure they have a kiyum. So that's Shabbos, and that's Klal Yisrael and the Yetzias Mitzrayim. They're twinned. And that's why Pesach is called Mimochas HaShabbos. So just to be Mesakim, things that are again a Maisa from what we've just learned today. First of all, the Inyan of Tesefer Shabbos and Mekabel Shabbos early, it has something to do with Mem Tesh Shari Tumah. It's the same idea that Hashem took us out early so that we shouldn't be harmed forever. So to Hashem brought Shabbos early so Mazikim can't harm us. And that's why we learn from that to be Moisif, Michoel HaKodesh, to act not just to bring, not only Hashem made Shabbos come at its time so that Mazikim won't be created, we actually add and we bring Michoel HaKodesh so that the Mazikim don't get extra strength at their time. Secondly, we get the Chizuk in Amunah that even in the Mem Tesh Shari Tumah, Klal Yisrael in the lowest situation still got a geula. Thirdly, Kriya Shema has to be read with like a new letter from the king. There's a new understanding here that in Kriya Shema we have Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Yetzias Mitzrayim is what allows us to serve Hashem every day. So every day we have to have this appreciation that our serving of Hashem is because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a new letter every day, it's a new lease of life every day. And finally, the Aruch Chaim says, and this is specifically to do with Pesach, that every year around the time of Pesach, Yetzias Mitzrayim happens to every one of us. And that means if ever we sunk into levels of Tumah, there's a certain Siyata Deshmaya at that time that takes us out.